Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell
that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going back to the impeachment, the trial phase, the conviction phase of the impeachment. If you looked at it yesterday, I do not think I have ever seen a better job by lawyers in that circumstance, the impeachment managers, what they were able to do. They nailed it. There is really no refutation. If you take a look at the 2 days of testimony from them, they were not live witnesses. The witnesses were on the screen, the video, the new video, and also the witnesses were in the chair. They're the senators themselves, the ones that are run down the hall so they weren't going to get murdered. Mitt Romney, Chuck Schumer, and a lot of the others, even Tommy Tuberville, Trump sycophant, telling Trump, I got to get out of here. They're getting Pence out of here. Well, let's take a look at what they said yesterday, what the defense will say today, and what's liable to happen. Yesterday, in very graphic terms, the impeachment team pointed out that Trump was an ongoing security threat. One of the greatest comments was somebody saying, I'm not afraid that he'll run again and win. I'm afraid he'll run again and lose. And he'll have another mob show up and do the same thing. They also pointed out that our adversaries around the world love this. They loved that insurrection on January 6th. And China, for instance, used it to slam the Hong Kong demonstrators, try to compare them. The commie Ruskies, the Iranians, all of them just flat out say, you're no longer the gold standard democracy anymore. Democracy doesn't work. They're wrong about that. Democracy did work. Trump got thrown out. These insurrectionists are going to be prosecuted. Trump may be prosecuted. He should be prosecuted. And our system did work. But it's a warning that democracy is always fragile, always has to be defended. They pointed out that Trump will be violent again. And this is a pattern of violence going back to 2015. You remember back in 2015, he'd get in front of crowds, and some of the crowds had people in them who were against him, were protesters. He urged people to beat them up. They were punched in the face. He urged crowds. He would say, you take care of that. You take care of that. He told them that if he weren't nominated, there was some fraud and there would be violence. And then he was nominated. Then he said the election was going to be rigged. And if he lost, there was fraud. And he snuck in illegitimately, in my view, for a couple of reasons. One is Comey, a two-legged skunk, if there ever was one, was investigating Trump at the time during the campaign for collusion with Russia, for meeting with Russia privately, and for being influenced by Russia in that election. At the same time, he was looking at allegations because Hillary Clinton had used a private server for some emails that was there a violation of the law there. It turned out there was no violation of the law there. But he announced only one of the inquiries in October, just before the election. He said, I'm investigating Hillary Clinton. He didn't say he was investigating Donald Trump. If he'd said he was investigating Donald Trump for collusion with the commie Ruskies, that would have tipped the election one way. So he does it the other way, leaving the impression that Hillary is under criminal investigation. Then at the last minute, he goes, oh, well, I've looked at it. There's nothing there. And as a result of all that, as a result of the commies hacking the emails, as a result of WikiLeaks publishing them, Hillary lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. She lost Pennsylvania by about 70,000, Wisconsin by about 20-some-odd thousand. And he became president. And then he spent 4 years betraying us to the Ruskies, trying to bust up NATO, trying to bust the EU, bust our alliances in the Pacific. He said at one point, Putin had told him that with South Korea and North Korea, listen, Don, why don't you not do joint ops with South Korea anymore? What the heck is that? The Ruskies don't want us with any presence in the Far East. And Trump went along with that and said that he was going to suspend joint military operations with South Korea. He sucked up to North Korea, Kim Jong-un, even after they kidnapped and tortured and murdered Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student who was over there, and they grabbed him before he got on the plane, tortured him for a year, sent his dying body back to the United States. And what did Trump do? Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un. He said, Kim Jong-un said, I had nothing to do with that. I'm amazed that happened. Then Trump traveled to Asia to meet with Kim Jong-un on his own terms. He went to Korea. They met in the demilitarized zone. Then he went to Hanoi. Kim Jong-un wanted that because that's the scene of the U.S. defeat in the Vietnam War. We weren't defeated. All it would have taken was some of our more vigorous bombs, and that would have been the end of that country. We decided not to do that. That was the correct thing. Wrong to get involved in that war anyway. Had a lot of friends that were in that war. I knew some of them who were killed. But Trump has habitually betrayed us, and he's betrayed his own militia. That afternoon, he said, I love you. You're special to me. Time to go home. The next day, his staff was thinking, well, this guy might have criminal liability for what he did, egging this thing on. So Trump went on and denounced them. He denounced them. Said they were criminals, and he'd had nothing to do with it. And his impeachment defenders at the trial, in their opening statement, said these people were criminals. Trump had nothing to do with them. Trump will stab anybody. The amazing thing to me is that Trump stabs people, and yet somehow, people stay loyal to him. I don't know why they stay loyal to him when he has stabbed them. We're going to give a free T-shirt. There's a winner of a free T-shirt today. Third caller is going to get a free T-shirt. Luke, let me know if anybody's on the line. You have to let me know if anybody's on the line. Free T-shirt today. Third caller. A couple of you have won twice, and then you've deferred your T-shirt to the next one. So that's exactly and entirely your call. Well, if you go to the proceedings yesterday, they were irrefutable. Irrefutable. Jamie Raskin said the threat isn't over. The threat isn't over. There will be more of this. And then he went back and showed what had happened in Michigan. That was the crowd that said they were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor. They showed up at the Capitol in Michigan to intimidate the state legislature. They were armed, open carry, walking around the Capitol. Trump knew exactly what would happen when he ginned up the January 6th rally. He knew exactly what was going to happen. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the methodology, what our team is doing and what I think the defense is going to do. Our team used less than 5 hours yesterday. They used about 6 hours the day before, and then they rested. Now, they were given 16 hours, 8 hours each day. First day, actually the second day, but the first day after the opening statements, they only used 6 of their 8 hours. Yesterday, only 5. I think that was exactly right. It was exactly right. You know, you don't just chew up all time. You know, it's work expands to fill the time allotted. And frequently, it's just repetition and garbage. They nailed it. They nailed it yesterday, and they nailed it the day before. And as Raskin said, if this is not impeachable, what is? If this is not impeachable, what is? Ginning up an insurrection. Ginning up an insurrection. You know, Trump didn't just betray his supporters. He didn't just betray the United States. He betrayed Mike Pence. I mean, Mike Pence is about as servile as you can get to Donald Trump. And Mike Pence said to Trump, look, I can't overturn this election. I'm a ceremonial reader of the certifications. I can't do it. And then Trump told the rabble in the crowd, you better do the right thing. And then Pence was up there and he said, well, Pence didn't do the right thing. And they started to say, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Trump got through to Tommy Tuberville, Alabama senator, and Tuberville said, security is taking Mike Pence away. I got to get out of here. And you know what Trump did? Instead of telling the crowd to disperse, he tweeted out that Mike Pence is a coward. Try to set up his assassination. Does anybody care? I care a lot. And people listening to this care a lot. I don't know if the Republican Party cares a lot. It's a degraded party. It's a stain on the United States. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.